This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Internet comment sections, are they the new town square or cesspools of racism, sexism, and worse? Whenever you scroll down through a comment section, at some point you are likely to encounter something that makes you cringe.
So why exactly are comments so awful? There are several theories, some formal and some, well, less so, like the idea that all human beings are just waiting for anonymity and an audience to become total jerks.
That's Newsy's Christian Bryant trying to explain the behavior of trolls on internet comment sections. But we're not talking about the why of bad comment sections today. We're here to talk about if they can or should be controlled. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project joins us. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, let's start here. Comment sections seem like a good idea. The internet, giving people a chance to have their voices heard on any particular subject. Reading most comment sections make you think, maybe not.
Yeah, theoretically, it seemed like such a great idea. Let's give everybody a voice. And then it turned out that, like, we actually don't like what most of our fellow human beings have to express. And when you look at these comments sections, you see horrible, horrible racism, sexism, just plain meanness. So it's definitely problematic. And if we're going to make the internet work as a form of communication, we have got to figure this out.
So can we make comment sections more free speech and less garbage?
Well, so the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Mozilla, which created Firefox, they recently got a $3.9 million grant from the Knight Foundation. And their goal with this grant is to create a commenting platform that would involve algorithms that would make the commentary more sophisticated and less destructive.
An algorithm. So you're saying a computer program would decide which comments are in and which comments are out?
Right, because right now, if you look at the sites that have good, healthy, sophisticated conversation, it takes a lot of human resources to make that work. You have to get rid of the anonymity, and then you have to enforce that, which means you have to go through all of your registered users and make sure they're not gaming the system. You have to screen the comments. You have to ask people to take stuff down. You have to moderate. You have to curate. They want to create a robot, essentially, that can do all of this work so that all of these journalism sites can have healthy comments without investing all the crazy human resources.
I don't know. A robot controlling comment pages without a human touch? I don't like the sound of it, for one thing, and I don't see how that serves democracy.
Well, the thing is that algorithms already control a lot of what you see on the internet. It's not like the algorithm operates on its own. It has to be programmed by a human being. And so the human beings behind the algorithms would constantly be tweaking them and putting biases into them to favor certain types of speech and other types of speech. It's not the perfect solution because you could perversely weed out unpopular opinions. That wouldn't be very democratic at all. But you could also weed out the destructive, harmful haters who are just trying to take down the conversation.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project, worst internet comment you've received that you can say on the radio?
Oh, say on the radio, that's the catch.